singers Barbara Jay and Tony Stevens settle down, why not, with the Turnant team, the unmistakable sound of Billy Turnant and his orchestra.
Thank you, Roger, and good evening, everyone. And there you heard my orchestra and my arrangement of Marquita. And now we'd like
to... Yeah, I'm sure you would, Mr. T. There's just one point you seem to have overlooked. You know, in the Radio Times, it distinctly says comments by Roger Moffat, apart from which you've not yet passed the band leader's speaking part audition under the British Wireless and Telegraphy Act 1947.
Right, then. Give me something to read.
Okay, try this old one.
The clock on the wall says, Geraldo, it's time to go. Now, wait a minute.
Very good. Yeah, now this one.
Here's my orchestra with a new British hit. You didn't catch me with that one, did you?
No.
Have I passed?
Flying colors. Proceed to the next one.
Okay. And now here we have Barbara Jay to sing you I Wish You Love.
Some leafy glade, I wish you health, but much more than well. I wish you love. By breaking hearts, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. My breaking heart, and I agree that you and I could never be. So with my best, my very best, I set you free. I wish you shelter from the storm, a cozy fire to keep you warm. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
Wishing you love there, the first of the two singers with the Ternan team, Barbara Jay, from whom more later. The orchestra here again, and now we feature the trumpet of Ronnie Hunt. Well, actually, he's the soloist only in the first chorus. It's hardly worth mentioning, really. But let's err on the generous side for a start, anyway. 2 and 6 round the corner afterwards, Mr. Hunt. Phil's arrangement of Rain. Thank you. alternate team from London and Bill's arrangement of Rain.
Hey, Roger, do we get any serious speaking parts in the program? You know, such as drama and all that sort of thing.
Well, I hadn't thought about it, Bill. I'll tell you what, let's play the medley now and I'll see what I can work out later.
Okay.
Three for the price of one. Bill, what were the titles? Day
yes,
in, day out.
That was the third one.
Yeah, what was
Sundown was the second one.
Mm, the first one?
No. Doing the Raccoon.
Right. 10-1.
10-1.
Three.
By the way, if Joe Loss was listening, I think number 56 should have won that, Joe.
It's not generally known how this particular song came to be written. In 1954, a certain George Corey returned to his home after a few days on the Californian coast.
George, you little old sweetheart, you. How lovely to have you back.
Gee, Maisie, it's real great to be back home again in little old Chicago, my hometown.
But, Georgie, why are you speaking like that?
Maisie, my sweet, I've left my teeth in San Francisco.
Oh, George, who cares? So long as you didn't leave your heart there.
Oh, gee, Maisie, as if I would.
William Turnant and Barbara Jay, broadcast by permission of the Shakespeare Memorial Theatre Company. Now let's have the music, Bill.
Thank you.
song later made famous by Tony Bennett. And talking of Tony, here's ours, Tony Stephen. And if I said Just in Time, would you call that a cue for song? Thought you might.
Just in time, I found you just in time. Before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed. My bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, I found you just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. My bridges all across, nowhere to go. Now you're here, and now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear, I found my way. For love came just in time, I found you just in time, and changed my lonely life that lovely day. Lovely day.
And you can get that very sound, that very song on Mr. Turnham's new record for the princely sum of 2 shillings.
22 shillings, not 2 shillings, 22.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, and the 22 shillings includes a brand new tin of Songster gramophone needles. That's very naughty, naughty Rog. In actual fact, it's his new LP called Unmistakable Sound and includes such numbers as you've heard this evening, Marquita, San Francisco, and many others. If your friends would buy one now, Mr. Turnant and his friends and family would be eternally grateful. On the subject of friends, here's some music to go with it. Show and film Sweet Charity, If My Friends Could See Me Now. Talking of LPs as we were, I have a friend who is a medium, and she tells me that in heaven, the top-selling LP up there is called Glenn Miller Plays Sid Lawrence. Coming down to earth, though, Barbara Jay and Tony Stephen on a short trip to Manhattan.
Other places
aggravate all our cares.
We'll save our fares.
I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down
right here in town.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy, on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms a soul when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet pushcarts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Chimes. We'll bathe at Brighton, the fish you frighten when you're in your bathing suit so thin. We'll make the shellfish grin, fin to fin. And South Pacific is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. But civic virtue cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy. The great big city's a wondrous toy,
just made for a girl and boy.
We'll turn Manhattan
into an isle of joy.
Barbara and Tony with Manhattan by Richard Rogers, and from America to Italy for this which the composer, a senior Reddy, calls non dimentica. Right then, gentlemen, if you, like the composer, are ready, then steady, go.
Thank you.
non dimenticare, or in English, don't forget.
And don't forget you'll listen to that unmistakable sound of Billy Turnant and his orchestra.
With singers
Barbara Jay
and Tony Stephen,
who continues now with this by Cole Porter from the film Silk Stockings.
To gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least the small percent of me too. For I love all of you. Love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me too.
The pianist with the Turnham team is Gordon Langford, and we have here a handful of notes, all red and gold, you might say, drifting your way from him here and now. So quiet in the studio, please, for Mr. L.
Thank you.
Gordon Langford, and those autumn leaves that drift past your window. The only things to drift past my window do so on Mondays and Thursdays when the dustmen come to call. Cigarette packets, tins, and empty frozen fish cartons. Not a very pretty sight at all. The reverse, however, can definitely be said of Barbara Jane.
Love was over, that we were really true. I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, sure intended to, but we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried. The curtains started waving for me to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide, and we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking at 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So I went back and kissed him, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen, another in the series in which you met the Tennant team, a Beverly Phillips production, bless him, for the British Broadcasting Corporation, bless them too, featuring singers Barbara Jay, Tony Stephen, and of course Billy Tennant and his orchestra. Do you wish to say a few words, oh mighty one?
Yes, once again, thank you, all the listeners, for listening in and hoping you enjoyed the program.
I'm sure they did. And to you, whoever you are, wherever you are, good luck to you, good listening, and goodbye.
And She's My Lovely, taking us out of 45 minutes of sparkling entertainment from Billy Tennant and his orchestra, and your commentator on the Tennant team was the lovely, the very lovely Roger Moffat.